Well, now, here's the WWF, and here's WCW. Well, there's Jeff Jarrett. And here we have the owner of the World Wrestling Federation, and now the owner of WCW. That's right. I, Vince McMahon, I have purchased, I own my own competition. And tonight I have the ability to address WWF fans as to what this means. I have the ability to address WCW stars as to what this means to them. And yes, I have the ability to address WCW fans as to what this actually means to them as well. Tonight, at the right time, there'll be a special simulcast. And let me just say that tonight, for sure, one man will make history. And that's me, Vince McMahon. Now, as far as the Jeff Jarretts of the world are concerned, you know how Jeff spells his name? That's J-E-double-F. Well, you know what? I would suspect that we'd spell it a different way after tonight. That would be capital G, double O, double N, double E. Gone.
Climb the wrist thick cuts of vines that wrap the Sears Tower. And when you look down, you'll see tiny figures pounding corn, laying strips of venison in the empty carpool lane of some abandoned superhighway. Feel better, Jim.
Finish the job.
Hey, Tom, listen. Go follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Screw you. What's that? Fucker! Fuck you, wise ass! Motherfucker! I'll see you in hell!
Rorschach's Journal, October 12th, 1985. Dog carcass in alley this morning. Tire tread on burst stomach. This city's afraid of me. I've seen its true face. The streets are extended gutters, and the gutters are full of blood. And when the drains finally scab over, all the vermin will drown. The accumulated filth of all their sex and murder will foam up around their waists. And all the whores and politicians will look up and shout, "Save us." And I'll whisper, "No." Now the whole world stands on the brink, staring down into bloody hell. All those liberals, and intellectuals, and smooth talkers. And all of a sudden, nobody can think of anything to say. Beneath me, this awful city, it screams like an abattoir full of retarded children. And the night reeks of fornication and bad consciences. Tonight, a comedian died in New York. Somebody knows why.
Somebody knows.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
And if the dam breaks open, and if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark proposed too, I'll see you on the dark side.
is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
We have the pleasure, the distinct pleasure this week of having with us one, and I gotta tell you, you're probably the greatest commentary I have ever seen. We have Mr. Jesse the Body Ventura. What a pleasure it is to have you here on the pit.
Thank you, Roddy. It's a pleasure to be here on the pit. And I just want to say, Roddy, I think some people abuse you out here, and you won't get that problem from me at all.
All right, what a man. And I want you to know something. I watched this last thing on Saturday Night Main Event, that Uncle Elmer getting married, and with what you had some of the best commentary for that wedding I have ever seen in my entire life, man.
Well, I'll tell you something, Roddy. The whole thing made me sick to my stomach. This love and wrestling connection made me sick to my stomach. But I'll tell you what, you know, in my opinion, we shouldn't have broadcast the wedding.
Nothing, man.
We should have did the honeymoon. Can you imagine that?
Don't you see? I have a live Piper's Pit coming up on Saturday Night Main Event. It's going to be aired tonight, man. That's a live Piper's Pit with the Hillbilly, Cousin Junior, the Pig, and Uncle Elmer. And I thought to myself, what kinds of questions would I ask them? Because after the honeymoon, I thought to myself, what if there's another Uncle Elmer in the oven? I thought, what a terrible thing!
Can you imagine that? After this honeymoon, there might be, I'll tell you this, Roddy, in my opinion, if there was ever a time for legalized...
You're right. Wait a second. You're right. If there was ever a time, man, if there was ever a time for that. You see, you can take the Hillbilly, but we got something. Wait a second. Before Uncle Elmer comes on the pit tonight, we have promised we're going to milk him. That way he will only maybe be 350 pounds. What a pleasure it is, man.
There are no... go berserk. Simply solved a problem. We needed a coffin. A tree. There are no lots open on Christmas Eve. Lewis burned down my tree, so I replaced it as best I could. Voila.
Are you okay?
This love of mine goes on and on, though life is empty since you have gone. You're always on my mind, though out of sight. It's lonesome through the day, but oh, the night I cry out. It's bound to break, since nothing matters. Let it break. I ask the sun and the moon, the stars that shine, what's to become of it? This love of I asked the sun and the moon, the stars that shine, what's to become of it, this love of mine, this love.
Simply have to woo Kate a bit sooner than nature intended. But rest assured, Michelle, there's no resisting when White Goodman puts on his shiny shoes.
Lies, tell you lies, tell you mission, invitation and invention. It's so good together. So good together. We could be so good together. Yeah, we could. No, we could. Dancing, angels die. Yeah, so good together. Oh, they're so good together. We could be so good together. Yeah, we could. No, we could.
What is this country doing for the doomed? There are two kinds of people in this country. The doomed and the screwheads, savage tribal thugs who live off illegal incomes, burrow deep out there, no respect for human dignity. They don't know what you and I understand. You know what I mean? You ever play football, Harris? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I played in college. And they're going to get your daughter, too, sir. I've heard their rallies. They like Julie, but Trisha... And they really hate you, sir. You know that one half of the state senate of Utah are screwheads? You know, I was never really frightened by the bopheads and the potheads with their silliness. Never frightened me either. But these goddamn screwheads... They terrify me. And the poor doomed, the young, and the silly, the honest, the weak, the Italians, they're doomed. They're lost. They're helpless. They're somebody else's meal. They're like pigs in the wilderness. Come here, Harris. Come here. Fuck the doomed.
Step into an avalanche. It covered up my soul. When I am not this hunchback that you see, I sleep beneath the golden hill. You who wish to conquer pain, you must learn to serve me well. Side by accident, as you go down your gold. The cripple here that you clothe and feed is neither starved nor cold. He does not ask for your company, not at the center of the world. When I am on a pedestal, you did not raise me there. Your laws do not compel me to kneel grotesque and bare. I myself am the pedestal for this ugly hump at which you stare. You who wish to conquer pain, you must learn what makes me kind. The crumbs of love that you offer me, they're the crumbs I've left behind. Your pain is no credential here, it's just the shadow, shadow of my wound. Begun to long for you, I who have no greed. I have begun to ask for you, I who have no need. You say you've gone away from me, but I can feel you when. Dress in those rags for me, I know you are not poor, and don't love me quite so fiercely now when you know that you are not sure. It is your turn, beloved, it is your flesh that I wear.
In addition to the fact that tag titles will be at stake, they want that revenge. And here come the outsiders. Here comes the entire New World Order.
Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Look out.
See,
look out.
It's exactly what they did last night. They are taking any advantage they can. They are trying to get to the Steiners. They are pummeling away at the Steiners even before they get in the ring, coming up at Spring Stampede.
And Hogan's in the ring. Hogan's in the ring
how
right
about,
now.
How about Hogan? And they're taking care of Harlem Heat as well. Look at Hall and Nash stomping the head, that injured eardrum, pounding away. Hall and Nash just pounding away on Rick Steiner.
And they're focusing on Rick Steiner.
Hall and Nash are trying to re-injure that eardrum. That's what they're trying to do. And maybe we are seeing something that we were a little bit late on seeing last night that happened in the back.
Well, let's see who's all in there. Bagwell's in there. Savage is in there. Norton's in there. Hogan's in there.
Well, battle lines have been drawn. It's Team WCW versus Team NWO all over again.
And after their win last night, they're feeling great. With an abundance of momentum, Lex Luger is making his way to the ring. Here Here comes the Giant.
The Giant!
And now, even the score.
Now we have a Donnybrook.
What a St. Patrick's Day party this is.
This is the team we should have seen last night. But Rick Steiner was not around. And now Harlem Heat standing next to the Steiners, standing next to Luger, standing next to the Giant. This is World Championship Wrestling back on top.
And Hollywood Hulk Hogan has taken himself and all his members of the NWO out of that ring, and they are starting to make tracks.
What an event, and what a night here.
Oh my goodness!
Out of nowhere! He's back!
He's back! You aren't kidding!
And he is standing!
Terrified. Sting is in the ring, and he is standing there with members of WCW.
And again, the long, slow point right at Hollywood Hulk Hogan, just like last night's. That is one frightful sight if you're a member of the NWO. Ladies and gentlemen,
he's pointing at me.
Yes, he is.
He's pointing at me.
Well, go get him, big guy. He's got him.
Look at him,
Hollywood.
Okay.
He
don't want him. He don't want any part of that man right there. He don't want any part of the Stinger.
WCW is back. There has never been a better time for the Brain, for Blair Williams, for Larry Zbyszko, Gene Oakland. He is pointing at you because this is where the big boys play.
See ya.
Yes.
Back on 1992 is David Spade with the Hollywood Minute. David?
Thank you, Kevin. Well, I haven't seen you for a while, so let's catch up. Michael Jackson, I read this week, wanted to hire a white kid to play himself as a child in a new commercial. When I heard this, two words came to mind. Cuckoo. It's called reality. Look into it. I saw that new Charlie perfume commercial where Cindy Crawford sings. Yikes. And they call it tone deaf. How can you do this? Cindy, what was going through your mall? Like that one. All right. All the people that will still be around next year, take one step forward. Not so fast, Arsenio. And, of course, Madonna. Wait, she's on the show tonight. Okay, nice girl. Good album. Next. Hey, I'll say I pity the fool for 20 bucks. Okay, 15. Hi, I'm a 10. Is there a problem? Hi there. My fame is at 14 minutes and counting. Okay, 10 bucks. Final offer. Help me out. And in movie news. Last night I went to catch X. All I caught was Z's. 3.5 hours. It's called an editor. Hire one. And Little Leprechaun. Well, my little Irish friend, while you're in America, don't bother going out to dinner because you're already eating it at the box office. Chaplin. More like Craplin. Hi, my 3-year-old nephew wrote that. And I also sat through The Bodyguard. And I want my money back. That's a Hollywood Minute. Back to you, Kevin.
Thank you, David. David Spade, ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood Minute.
And now Muda goes up the cage. Will he touch the wire that's electrified? He's right up on top of it. Muda would like to, I guess, go to the land of the rising sun right now. He may be fried wonton if he gets a hold of that top very strongly.
I don't know where he's trying to go. Again, Jim, we don't think it's possible. I don't see how anybody can climb over that thing.
Big chops, but Flair is working on the leg. Can you sense, yep. Bob, you've seen him longer than I? Figure four.
Figure four coming. And he wants that on Funk. He wants it so bad. The hatred that he has for Funk, he just may try to break that leg off if he gets him in that figure four.
Muta and Sting battling it out up on the cage, high, high above the ring. Flair working on the leg of Funk viciously, and Funk cannot even stand.
Again, I think it's important to mention that the designated Terminator hasn't even figured in the bout so far. Nobody's had a submission hold for that length of time.
Well, this one started out as an Australian rules tag team event in principle. It has turned into a Texas tornado tag where all four in the ring simultaneously. Muda says that's all for Sting as Flair and Funk continue to beat each other to a pulp. Watch Muda. Watch Muda on top. Oh, Lord.
Well, if they have a boys' choir in Tokyo, he'll be a tenor.
Yes, sir.
And here comes a figure four from Flair.
There it is. As you said, on that leg, Jim. Boy, you call that one.
Right there. He's got the figure four.
Look at Hart over there shaking his head and saying, no, no way.
Sting coming off on Funk. Funk is being brutalized. He is literally being brutalized. And Gary Hart does not even have an inkling to throw the towel in.
See pictures of you and
The veggies move.